want to be in control. Okay?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Is based on what Jesus said in our text in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that are that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give
worthy
you
of
take
every
my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest
worthy
to your souls, for my yoke is
easy,
and
bring.
My burden is light. Now Jesus said,
worthy
what he's saying here, I will make your life easy.
We could ever breathe.
I will lighten your load. You will have relief. You will have release. You will have rest.
Jesus, the name above every other name.
Give me control.
Jesus, the only one who could ever say.
Now, I'm not saying that folks, all of your
worthy of every breath we could ever breathe.
What I am telling you,
we live for you.
my side.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
God says, I want you.
Jesus, the name above every other name.
And you've done nothing about it.
Jesus, the only one who could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Isaiah 43. He has wiped them out like a cloud in Isaiah 44. He has pardoned them in Isaiah 55. And he has buried them in the depths of the sea in Micah 7.
There's not a mountain.
Now another thing that keeps us from turning our life over to God.
There's not a problem so small.
John 8, 31.
That Jesus can resolve. In time he'll get involved. It's our God, he cares about us.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You see, basically, I'm afraid of what I might have to give up if I turn my life over completely to God. Amen. It's like a man who fell off a cliff and brings halfway down. Right now. Somebody help!
Okay.
And he hears the voice.
There's not a night too dark. A journey too long to embark. Jesus will see you through.
Man is down.
In time he'll make you through. Our God, he cares about us.
See, sometimes
wait on the Lord.
What is it that you are
I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. And I'm not turning back now. I'm not turning back now. I'm not turning back now. I'm not turning back now.
I'm gonna
establish a beachhead, maybe only 20 yards deep into the 100-yard wide, but they would just get presence. Had they completely liberated the island when they established the beachhead?
You give life.
No, they had just gotten in, but from there they began to fight the battle.
Light.
And sometimes it moved on 100 yards forward. And sometimes it didn't push back. And sometimes they'd win the battle. And sometimes they would lose it.
Every heart,
but once they established the beach, total liberation of the island was inevitable.
Great
in the history of World War II, once the Marines had landed and they had established a beachhead, they never lost the battle. Beachhead is going to be taken. That next mountain is going to be taken. You see, it's not the size of your faith that matters, but it's the size of your God that matters. Come on, do you believe that with me today? Hallelujah, folks. You got God on your side. With God, anything is possible. Remember, the farther the demon-possessed boy that was brought to Jesus, he said in Mark 9, verse 24, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. That's all God needs to hear. I believe. Help me to overcome my unbelief. In other words, your faith doesn't have to be perfect to get results. Come on. It just needs to be committed to God as a solution. Just give it to God. I believe you, God. Now, don't be like the kamikaze pilot who went on 40 missions and was involved but not committed. Come on. He's a kamikaze pilot. He went on 40 missions. He wasn't committed to it, was he? Just keep believing your God. Keep trusting your God. So, how do I let go? You have to accept God's sacrifice as my salvation. Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Now, remember the word believe. The word believe in the Bible means to be committed. All right? When you had eggs and bacon for breakfast, anybody ever do that? The hen was involved, but the pig was committed. Right? Okay. Never forget that. Believing on Jesus Christ means that you give him your life and you obey the gospel on his terms, not on your terms. Right? And then you got to accept God's word as God's word. It has to be our standard for living, folks. I'm living for God. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I'm living for God. You can make fun of me all you want. I don't care. Folks, I've seen it growing up. My uncles and my mom's side of the family, they just tormented my dad. See, that's how my mom and dad met. My dad was running around drinking with my uncle, and he met my mom, and then God got a hold of my dad, and he didn't want to go drink with him anymore, so they just, you goody two-shoes and all this kind of, it was merciless. But my dad had a standard, folks, and thank God that he did have a standard, because I'm here today because my dad had a standard. Amen? God wants you to have a standard. Don't care what anybody else thinks, folks. I mean, this is a better life. I don't care. The world can live, and they think they can do whatever, but they're so bound by drugs and alcohol and all this other kind of stuff, and they're afraid of not doing it because everybody's going to laugh at them, think they're you know, crazy, all this kind of stuff. This is a great life. I can go out here and drink anytime I want. I don't want to. I choose not to. So, God's way of life is my standard of living. Have you heard this, folks? This life is the test. It's only a test. Had it been an actual life, you would have been given an instruction manual to tell you what to do and where to go. See, fortunately, we do have instruction manual, and it's called the Bible. Come on. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Amen. You see, we also, folks, we have to accept God's will as my goal in life. I want what God wants for me. I want to be what God wants me to be. God, if you want me to do this, I want to do it. Is it always easy? No, it's not. Some of my family told me I was crazy for coming to Cleveland. But I'm glad I'm here. My family's glad we're here. Amen. Because when you're in the will of God, folks, there's no greater life. Amen. Psalms 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written within my heart. I want God's purpose in my life. Even if I don't understand it, I want God's purpose in my life. And then, folks, we have to accept God's power as my strength. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Remember, things work better when they're plugged in. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Taking this step to serve God, to let God have complete control in your life, taking this step in recovery, in the recovery process, simply means to open the door, say, here, God, come on in. All right? The key that unlocks the door is your willingness. Hear me, folks. The key that unlocks the door for God moving in your life is your willingness. And real willpower is my willingness to accept God's power. When pilots fly planes, they fly either by IFR or VFR. IFR stands for instrument flight rules. And VFR stands for visual flight rules. Every pilot is flying one or flying by one or the other. VFR is fine if you can see everything. It has to be clear weather and not a lot of air traffic. But one day, if you fly enough, you're going to eventually hit bad weather. Right? It's then, folks, that you have to call the control towers and you have to say to them, I need to switch over to IFR. And you submit to the plane's computer. All airlines fly IFR. All pros fly IFR. But a lot of amateurs fly VFR. The FAA says that a lot of small planes plane crashes could have been prevented if the person in the cockpit had simply picked up the microphone and said, I need help. And you may have made it okay so far in life flying VFR, but you have control of everything. But if it's an inevitable part of life that you're going to have bad weather comes along, you're going to have to hit the tough spots. And if you're going to hit the clouds where you flip upside down and you don't even know which direction you're going, at that point, you've got to pick up the microphone and switch to God's alarm system, or it is going to be inevitable, that disaster in your life. Tonight, folks, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Let's stand. Again, thank you for being here in the house of the Lord. Amen. And hearing the word of God. Please apply it to your life. It will change you. Allow God to control your life. God bless you. You're dismissed. Greet one another. Greet our guests.